as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where naturals are the healing modalities of choice. With a 24/7, 365 talk radio signal heard worldwide, America Out Loud Talk Radio is now heard in your car, your home, office, on smartphones, on tablets, any device. The entire platform has been built from the ground up with great thought and enthusiasm and a vision that stretches far into the future. Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Dr. Jana Schmidt, wife, mom, naturopath, herbalist, author, beekeeper, and some other things too. I have a wonderful show for you today. But first, as I always do, I'm going to encourage you. I want to remind you that no matter what your situation, a strong mind and strong body are going to be some of your most powerful resources. I'm here to help equip and encourage you with those health tools that create and maintain strong minds and strong bodies to keep you grounded and flourishing in this hectic, hectic world. Each week, I'll share some new information with you, something you can utilize to build those strong, healthy lifestyles, things that you can literally do, tips that are absolutely practical and super easy to implement. You can also teach them to others. So let's get right to it. It's time to empower you with today's helpful info and encouraging stories. Because after all, we know knowledge is power. So our topic today is an analysis. And this will be an analysis of the face and tongue. I'm just going to hit some highlights. And the reason why this is important is because your outward appearance can definitely tell you about things that are going on inside of your body. Similar to, we did a whole show on iridology, where we look at the eye and it could tell what's going on in the body. Very similar. These will just be some more tools that you can put in your toolbox. You can look in the eye and you can also look at the tongue, look at the face. So face mapping is actually a very ancient practice that links, it shows what your face is to your inner health. It links what's showing up on your face to what's going on inside. So the ancient Chinese method, they use various aspects of the face to determine one's health status. So some of the things that I like to look at are where maybe blemishes or breakouts happen. I'm going to go through several areas of the face, and according to the ancient Chinese mapping, may really indicate what's going on in your body. And then we're going to talk about balanced yin and yang and qi and blood and damp and heat. We're going to talk about other things like the tongue, the color of the tongue, and other things and how they connect with different organs of the body. So let's just actually talk about breakouts. Now, breakouts can happen, acne can happen for a variety of reasons. It could just literally mean didn't wash your face and get all the junk off, right? It could be you used a product on your skin that your skin didn't like. Could be an allergic reaction from something that you've eaten. Could be stress level, could be hormones. But there is a direct connection to where the blemish happens on your body and potentially something is happening internally. So I always want to be sure to say this doesn't mean that's exactly what it is, but it can give you some insight to your body, especially if you see it happening over and over again. This is really good when you have children that may not be able to tell you exactly what's going on in their bodies or how they're feeling, and you can just look, like you can look at their skin. So, and definitely during adolescence, breakouts happen more often, and that is definitely a hormonal thing going on. And that's actually a whole nother show. I love to help people with balancing those hormone levels through the whole life. But let's look at what happens with a blemish on the forehead. So this could be something to do with the small intestines and possibly the bladder, tied to unmanaged stress, poor digestion, even sleep deprivation. Now, breakouts between or above the eyebrows, right in the nose area, are said to represent an imbalance in kidneys, stomach, bladder, or spleen. Now, if it happens right near the nostrils, this could be gut-related and inflammation of the small intestines. Lines or wrinkles between the eyebrows on the right side can indicate that you are actually repressing some anger emotions and tied to liver function. Liver and anger actually go hand in hand. The liver is definitely affected by anger or rage and might actually require some acts of forgiveness. Lines or wrinkles on the left side of your eyes may represent liver or spleen as well. Sometimes you'll see both of the, you know, more than one thing happening at a time. And breakouts or lines just above the eyebrows may indicate blood pressure, heart function. Puffiness, we'll go to puffiness too, under the eyes is said to be connected with kidney function and hydration. Say there's acne on the chin or around the mouth or jawline. This is indication potentially of an imbalance in the reproductive system as well as large intestine colon. When acne forms just below the lips and low and by the lower part of your chin, it can represent also digestive functioning that it needs some maybe a good detox, right? red cheeks or acne on the cheeks can be tied to dysfunction in the stomach and perhaps immune response, respiratory issues, allergies, or lungs. Just a more red nose can indicate blood pressure and inflammation, and irritation on the neck or acne on the neck can be representative of stress effects on the hormones. So that's just a few little things that Chinese mapping looks at. If there's something going on in one part of your face, they kind of look at that. Now we know if you have glowing, healthy skin, you're probably feeling pretty balanced. But if there's a pale look to the skin, like always pale, not just your natural color, but if it's unusually pale, there could be a deficiency. And if there's what they call it a yang deficiency. And if there's dry skin, there is a yin deficiency. I'm gonna take a moment and talk to you about Chinese yin and yang. So yang, Y-A-N-G, is representative of sun, positive, light, heat, dryness, and being very active. And yin, Y-I-N, is night, receptiveness, dampness, sensitivity, and calm. So these are the yin and yang, I'm sure you've probably heard, balance each other, and we should have a perfect balance of all of those things in our body. And when we get out of balance, for whatever reason, stress, food, lack of sleep, then sometimes we show that in symptoms. So let's move on. So you may also hear the word qi. It's just Q-I, and this literally just means energy, energy in your body. So if there's a qi deficiency, often skin is loose and soft and kind of droopy. So lack of energy, and that could be for all kinds of different reasons, from not being active, from maybe not getting the right nutrition, potentially stagnation in need of a detox. Now, if your energy is stagnant qi, then there's a tendency to have external extra pigmentation coming out, in that also would mean a detox, movement massage, lymph massage, and there's actually something called qigong, which is an exercise where you literally move the energy in your body. It's very gentle, it's very rolling, it's beautiful, and can help with stagnant areas. Now, if you have very sensitive skin, a tendency to be allergic, then that may come out in eczema or hives, and that could be allergic to food or chemicals, and your skin could be very sensitive. Also, detoxing would be very helpful in this indication. So understanding your constitution, how your body made, and classification through facial features can really help reveal what conditions you may be prone to. then you can take preventative steps to maintain overall health. But when the skin issues in certain areas of the face arise, these symptoms can help you identify where internal balance. So I'm going to give you some other indications about just the skin and the appearance of the face and what it could mean and ways to help determine it and maybe even some ways to help it. So if there's a yellow color to the skin, an unusual yellow color, and even in the whites or the sclera of the eye, there is most likely an excess amount of waste product in the body, often called, it's called bilirubin. It's a yellowish compound or pigment in the body. And this develops, and when the liver is having trouble breaking everything down, a yellowing can occur. And then it's seen in the skin, it's seen in the whites of the eyes. Now, liver does not metabolize the compound and leads to the buildup of this substance, which lingers where it's not naturally welcome in the body. And this actually is called jaundice, and it is typically indicated by yellowing of skin and whites of the eyes. Now, getting good sunshine and activity can help tremendously shift the tides there with jaundice and bilirubin. And if you've had a baby before or know someone who has, sometimes they're born a little bit yellow, and the solution is get them in some sunlight and nurse that baby. So that's what I'm talking about when the liver's not quite processing, breaking down the red blood cells in the liver, and the yellowing occurs. And you can see this. You can clearly see this on the face and in the eyes. Another thing that I've noticed are cracked lips. It happens occasionally to all of us during seasonal weather changes or just sometimes dehydration. And we usually reach for maybe some lip balms to moisten the skin of the lips or repair or protect the condition. But dry lips are sometimes a telltale sign of dryness happening inside the body that's not just an environmental change. Dehydration, I mentioned, is usually the culprit for dry lips that are cracking. Your body is lacking sufficient amount of water and potentially the organic minerals to hydrate your body with that water. Another common reason would be an adverse response to medications, particularly steroids. So that can happen occasionally with dry lips. Now, if this is a condition that continues, then you should definitely see someone that you trust and make sure that everything is balanced. You can also potentially look at your thyroid. Sometimes hypothyroidism can produce this effect, but you'll have other symptoms most likely as well. And I want to just do a little disclaimer, this is by no means medical advice. This is just my suggestions and perception on the way that Chinese medicine, naturopaths around the world, and just the way the body works and things that you could look at that can help determine what you need to do about it. I love being able to empower people with some knowledge so they can make those right decisions for themselves and for their family. And if that includes going to your health provider or teacher that you trust, then by all means, I love the more we can learn, the better equipped we are. So let's talk a little bit about the puffy eyes, swollen, puffy eyes. Now, this is generally a result of fluid buildup around that eye. It can also be a little stagnant, maybe means we need to exercise or move, or perhaps we did not get enough sleep, why the body would be retaining water in that area. Now, a good diet's gonna help for sure, and balancing hormones, but sleep can do remarkable things for the body. We really detox beautifully when we sleep. So you can put things on topically to help, but internally is where you really need to focus. Topically, I would say things like aloe, which is going to be really nourishing to the skin anyway and help reduce some of the puffiness. Sometimes hyaluronic acid, cucumber extract. Oh, have you ever had cucumbers put on your eye when you go for a spa day? Same idea. It helps reduce the puffiness, helps move the water that's being accumulated under your eyes. Let's see what else. I do want to touch. There is a discoloration of around the lips. If it turns bluish, then this could be a very serious condition. And you may have to rule out if you have kiddos, if they've eaten something blue, right? They just had something that makes, you know, if there's food dye in or even natural blueberries or something, let's not be concerned about that. But cyanosis is a real issue that could be a result of heart or lung condition. It means that the body's not being oxygenated properly. And you'll see not just around the lips, but on the gums, if they're not pink and they're somewhat blue, and even on the nail beds, you can press the nail beds and it should be pink when you let go. So those are some things that would be good to also be aware of. If there's a red flag or something serious, that could be, you don't want to take it lightly. Just notice these changes. And if you know the person you're looking at on a regular basis, you'll know if it's normal or not. And that's part of understanding your body and teaching your children to understand what's going on and see those little telltale signs that could be a sign that your body needs something or you need to do something special to help get back in balance. So we're going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. Remember to listen to all the Looking for Healing Talk Radio shows 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Monday, you've got Dr. Brian Artis as your host. He's amazing. Tuesday, Nicola Burnett as your host. Love her. She's got great knowledge and loves to share. Wednesday, you have Dr. Henry Eagley. Oh my goodness, don't miss any of these shows, you guys. And they're all amazing, precious people to me. And I learn something from them every time. Thursday, you've got me, Dr. Jana Schmidt, as your host. And on Friday, you have all of us. Generally, you have all of us. We come together to discuss current health topics and take questions from you. Occasionally, one of us may be traveling or have another thing, and we cover for each other, but it's always a good show, and we love your questions. We love your comments. We love your encouragement. Thank you so, so much. You can find it on AmericaOutloud.news under shows. You'll see Looking for Healing. That's with the number four for the four of us. And you can submit your questions for us to discuss. And remember, all of these shows typically go to podcast a day or two after the broadcast is heard on talk radio. You can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart, and many, many more. Take care. We'll be right back.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Clean, pure, with premium ingredients, Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with pure plant protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides. with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Jana Schmidt, your host today on Looking for Healing Talk Radio on AmericaOutLoud.news. We are talking about looking at the face and learning some telltale signs that may be unusual for a healthy appearance of a face that might give indication of what's going on in the body. We talked about Chinese face mapping, and we're going to move on to the tongue. But first, I want to say one thing about facial palsy. So this is a drooping, generally one side or the other of the face, a weakness or paralysis on one side or the other that causes it to droop. Now, this is very concerning. There could be many causes. It could be viral in nature. It could be a deficiency. There could be many reasons for this. And if it is a deficiency, then sometimes B12 is a really good supplement. And ginkgo biloba is amazing. Also, making sure the person is hydrated well with good potassium. I always go like carrot and celery juice is a really good one if you think you potentially might be dehydrated, along with coconut water. But if it continues, then it might be a sign of something more serious. So just wanted to throw that in and not overlook that. But let's look at the tongue. What is your tongue telling you about your health or telling you about your child's health or your loved ones? So the tongue is an important indicator of our health and can really provide clues about what's going on within your body. For example, it's linked to many of the vital organs, and the different colors, textures, coatings, and shapes of the tongue can give information regarding our health. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So let's look overall. There's the normal healthy pink tongue. So that's awesome. And that's pretty obvious. It should have a nice pink color, not a lot of cracks, nothing strange. Well, then you know that if it's not pink and it's perhaps really red, that could indicate heat and fever. If it's purple, it can indicate inflammation and infection. And also a reddish purple tongue could be that there's a systemic infection going on in the body. A pale, very pale pink tongue could be a deficiency, a weakened immune system. Now, there's also not just the color of the tongue, but there's also the coating on the tongue. A thick coating could reflect poor intestinal health or digestive issues. A yellow color coating on the tongue can point to an infection in the body. Gray or blackish coating indicates a very long-term digestive disorder or something may be very wrong with the all over body health. So that's very concerning. A thick white coating can generally indicate poor circulation to the extremities and possibly candida or yeast infection. Now, these coatings can also be geographic, which means it kind of looks like a map. Those are also bacterial and digestive in the intestines. They're all related to that as well. So not only color and coating, but also the shape of the tongue has something to do with health. If the tongue is puffy with scalloped edges or dented, looks like teeth marks, it could indicate stress, right? They're biting on your tongue. But it also could indicate malabsorption of nutrients, maybe possibly not metabolizing sugars properly. And a very, very thin, long tongue could be a sign of dehydration. So similar to reflexology, the tongue corresponds to different organs of the body too. I'm going to give you a little illustration of that as we go through some signs of what might be going on in the body by just looking at the tongue. I'd also like to mention that I will include a link to Friday Show's article on a place where you can actually find a good reliable tongue chart just to help you on your journey if you're interested in learning more. Let me talk about a few things that happen in the body and then what that might look like in the tongue. I'm going to start with dehydration. A dry tongue and mouth are usually one of the first signs of dehydration in the body. And that's when we're losing more water than we're gaining. It happens a lot in summertime activity. It's really important to nourish your body with lots of good water, filtered water. By the way, love the gravity-fed filters and all the work that Healing for the Ages is doing and helping people learn how to make really clean water. If your body ends up producing less saliva to conserve what little fluid it does have, it can leave behind a white, thick coating on your tongue. So sometimes that the dryness and the thick coating of the tongue could be a side effect of medications or medical treatments. So don't rule that out either if you're taking any medicines. Either way, it's essential you stay hydrated every day, right? So your body can function at optimal level and you can keep your body hydrated. Remember, you can also help keep your body hydrated by eating water-rich fruits and vegetables and cutting back on caffeine and alcohol. So nutritional deficiencies, your tongue could let you know if your body's lacking certain nutrients. For instance, we talked about the red tongue that could indicate fever, but it also can indicate that you're deficient in B vitamins and folic acid. It could indicate that you're not utilizing your iron properly. Almost no one is actually low in iron. It's just not being utilized. And when I see that or think that, I always think of copper. So copper can really help the body utilize the iron that it is and get it to the right places. So once you address your diet and include more food containing these vitamins or potentially take a supplement, your tongue should return to its normal color. Excess stress, if your body's undergoing excess stress, it can show up in the tongue as unusual redness, sores, ulcers. You know, you can get ulcers in your mouth and in your belly when there's excess stress. Also, if your tongue appears to have marks around the edges, that would be a reaction to stress as well. I mentioned that earlier. Knowing these early signs can help reduce having more severe conditions. Your weakened immune system, we talked about the color of the tongue, and you can definitely see it's connected to what's going on in the immune system. The pale white color of a tongue could indicate a yeast infection in the mouth known as oral thrush, and this is a weakness in your immune system. So if you do see the white lace-like patches or even swollen red tissues and open sores with the white on your tongue, this could definitely be a thrush. And while these conditions are definitely treatable, you know, something's happening in the body and you need your body's defenses to be able to take on this. So one of my favorite for thrush in the past has just been colloidal silver or colloidal copper. It's been really amazing. But if it's a nursing baby, then my goodness, that breast milk's going to be the best treatment you could possibly give. Now, this probably doesn't happen very often, but poor oral hygiene, your tongue can really suffer if there's poor oral hygiene. So I just want to mention it. And sometimes kiddos don't want to brush their teeth, and we can teach them, like, let's look at your mouth, and it might be more fun if you're looking at the tongue and noticing the good hygiene. So if the tongue is black and hairy looking, this is really poor oral hygiene. Could also be heavy tobacco use as well. But with proper oral hygiene, including brushing your teeth and tongue, I actually don't brush my tongue very often, but some people like to do that. But definitely floss regularly. Then your tongue can get back to its normal healthy pink color. And most of the tongue changes are, they're fairly harmless, and it's just your body saying, oh, I'm undergoing some repair, I'm rebalancing the health. But if it does last more than a couple days, then you need to really look what's going on systematically. Now, I wanted to mention, when we were talking about hygiene, oral hygiene, one of my favorite ways to keep your mouth really clean and healthy is coconut oil pulling. I believe I have something on my website in a blog area under ways to just keep your immune system healthy, and also under detox. So coconut oil pulling is, it dates back Egyptian times, and it's a way to help your body remove toxins and replenish some good nutrients, but also stimulate growth and detox. So it's super, super easy. You just take clean, raw, unfiltered coconut oil. You can use sesame oil too. I prefer coconut oil, but just a small amount on a spoon, and you put it in your mouth and it melts, and you swish it around. Swish, 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 swish. And you swish it around for several minutes. Some people do it for a really long time. I know many people like to do it while they're in the shower, and then when they're out of the shower, they'll spit it out. But if you take a really long shower, it might be too long. But I generally try to shoot for 5 minutes. But when you're done swishing it, it's usually after you've brushed and flossed your teeth. But swishing, it really helps draw out toxins. It's going to help blood flow. It's going to help cellular renewal. But then you can spit that coconut oil out. Don't swallow it, because now it potentially has a lot of toxins. So spit it out, and preferably not down your drain, because over time it's going to clog your drain. So in a bag, in the trash can. But I do know that Mike Adams, a health ranger, has on his store, I'm trying to remember the name of the store, but it is through Natural News. Mike Adams, a health ranger, has a really amazing product. If you want to level up your coconut oil pulling game, it's called Ozonated Coconut Oil, and it is amazing. So those are just some tips for good oral hygiene. And As we're discussing tongue as a great indicator of health, and your digestive tract and liver, keep in mind that also that tongue, not just the coating, not just the color, but also the cracks in the tongue can mean something as well. So if there's a crease down the center of the tongue, like a deep crease. Some people just naturally have different shapes tongues, so don't get too alarmed. But if there's a deep crease down the center of the tongue, it could be digestive issues where you're not digesting your food properly. And then if branches are coming off that center seam, it's even further about what might be happening through the stomach, the liver, the spleen, the pancreas, the intestines. When you start doing things that are great for your health, and I'm going to give you some tips on that in just a moment on ways to reduce that. But when you start doing that, you can actually monitor your own healing. You'll see those creases, those cracks start to fill in and become nice and pink and smooth. It's pretty amazing. One other one I want to mention is the very tip of the tongue is generally related to heart health. So if someone potentially has heart issues, or maybe high blood pressure might indicate something at the tip of the tongue as well, but it often shows up in bright red dots at the end of the tongue. If you see this in yourself and someone you love, your children, have that checked out, especially if it stays for a long time. If it's staying on there for several days, you may want to check out what's going on in the circulatory system, in the heart, and as far as blood pressure goes. I think that's probably the best basic tongue mapping I can give you, other than giving you some great tips on how to keep it all healthy. But when you look at your tongue in the mirror, notice the colors, notice the textures, notice the bumps, and the coating on the tongue. Notice what's normal for you when you're feeling really good, and then you'll be able to inspect your tongue on a regular basis and know potentially if there's something going on. So I will note, when you're not feeling well, your tongue will show it. If you're like actively sick and you know you're sick. So because harmful bacteria and yeast tend to overgrow in you know, when you're not feeling well, then nearly everyone will get some kind of coated tongue if they have a cold or flu, or, you know, very dehydrated. This is normal because the toxins are building up in these situations. And however, people with chronic sinus or issues then will have a coated tongue all the time. So don't be too alarmed if during a season of getting over something, an illness, you have a coated tongue or it looks a little unusual. The coated tongue and or bad breath can also be indicators that the stomach's not really producing the right amount of hydrochloric acid and can leave you unable to digest protein-rich foods such as meat, seafoods, eggs, poultry, and therefore they actually sit in your stomach a little too long, leaving you feeling really bloated and excessively heavy. But there are solutions to this, and one of those solutions would be making sure you're eating fresh food, quality foods, so you don't have that that problem with producing enough hydrochloric acid. You could potentially take a digestive enzyme, eat pro and prebiotic foods to help the beneficial bacteria do its job in your belly, and avoid a lot of sweets and sugars because that's going to feed the non-beneficial bacteria, giving it taking gain and producing yeast and candida, which is not just bad for the stomach, but it's bad for the whole system, including your immune system as well. So we're going to take one more break and continue our discussion on ways to balance the body and know how you're doing it. Watch your healing through your tongue, through your face. I want to thank one of our sponsors, Global Healing. And one of their products that we really love is the Ultimate Cellular Health. It has cellular repair and it gives DNA support. It is incredible. And Global Healing's Ultimate Cellular Health offers like a comprehensive formula that promotes NAD production, safeguards DNA, and incorporates really potent ingredients. And by utilizing it, you can actively support healthy heart, healthy nervous system, cognitive function, cellular nourishment, and energy enhancement. You can really feel the difference love and integrity for medicine making can make in your life when you discover Global Healing and the medicine God intended for us all. If you go to our AmericaOutloud.shop, you can use the code OUTLOUD, all caps, no spaces, and get a 15% discount off on this amazing product by Global Healing. And you can use it from all of our wonderful OUTLOUD sponsors. Stay with us, and we will be right back.
George Washington once encouraged us to animate and encourage each other and show the whole world that a free man contending for liberty on his own ground is superior to any slavish mercenary on earth. That's exactly what we do, as you'll see when you visit AmericaOutloud.news. Now is our time. My fellow Americans, America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Welcome back to Looking for Healing Talk Radio on America Out Loud. So I want to also thank another sponsor, Energetic Health Institute. This is Dr. Henry Ely's amazing institute, amazing school for amazing students just like you. And he always says the best way to be free is to be healthy. I agree. Learn how at www.energetichealthinstitute.org for holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, art of cellular healing, and so much more. You can join the EHI family and make tomorrow amazing. And America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeart Radio Network, and you can also listen, just so you know, on your media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, and Alexa, where we stream 24/7. And now you can hear them on the podcast with those same apps. And the apps are free. The mission is absolutely priceless. All right, let's get back. We're going to talk about our tongue, our face, and different ways to balance. So if you are experiencing some of these signs and symptoms where your tongue is not lovely and pink and you may have different things going on in your face, I'm going to give you some solutions, some suggestions. Obviously, one solution doesn't work for everyone equally, so put these in your back pocket, put them in your toolbox, and we'll go from there. So first, we as a whole need to stop eating foods that promote sluggish digestion and overgrowth of bad bowel flora, like I just talked about previously. So sadly, sugar is the fertilizer for some of these yeasts and candida everywhere in the body. And diabetics are actually more prone to all sorts of infections, but you don't need to actually be struggling with diabetes to have an overgrowth of these bad bowel bugs from eating too much sugar. So sugar is found in so many processed foods that don't even taste sweet. I don't even get it. I don't understand why they put it in there. It's easy to eat a lot of sugar without even realizing it. So it's advisable to eliminate as much as you can. Choose natural sugars in whole forms, like actual whole fruit. There's something really amazing when you eat a piece of fruit that the sugars in it, yes, there are natural sugars in it, but the fibers in the fruit that you're eating, the bulk of it, will slow how quickly your body absorbs that fruit sugar. So it's utilized for energy, as opposed to if you just drank fruit juice, bam, it's going right into your system, just power punch, and it becomes like sugar, just like refined sugar. So eat whole fruits, try to reduce the amount of sugar that you're eating. And I often say that this is just fascinating to me, and I bring it up often, actually, that the harmful bacteria, let's say candida in the stomach, can overgrow. And then it has a loud voice. It can sometimes speak louder than our own thoughts. And let me explain why. And that sounds really strange. But the vagus nerve, which is in the brain, and it goes down the spine, and in and quite so many of the endings of the vagus nerve go into the stomach. This is why gut health, when you have a happy gut, this also affects your mood. And if you have bad digestion, it also affects your mood because it's in the brain and it affects the happy hormones in your brain. But back to eating. So the candida will say, hey, we want to be fed, like feed us, and we want sugar. This is where a lot of sugar cravings come from. So let's say you have a bowl of broccoli salad, it looks lovely, and then there's those donuts over there, and you know your brain says, hey, you know, you should really eat this broccoli salad with all this, you know, sulforaphane and fiber and phytonutrients, and you know it, But for every one time you say that, 9 of the signals get hijacked in the gut by the harmful candida and send it to your brain like, nope, feed us the donuts, feed us first. So just knowing that can help you realize that this is your system being hijacked by unwanted parasites, the candida, these bacteria. And every time you deny feeding them sugar, you strengthen your body and they get smaller in number. And then it makes it easier the next time you have to make a decision about what you're eating to choose the good. So just want to put that out there. All right. Here's another thing also. For the gut, for the bowels, and you can see it in the stomach, like we talked about, the crease down the center of the tongue. Make sure you're having regular bowel movements. If you eat every day, you should 100% be going every day. Most people eat 3 times a day or more. You should be having at least minimum 1 bowel movement a day. And if you don't go regularly, well, then you're not getting rid of things you should be getting rid of. Waste product, that's food, but also potential yeast, bacteria, candida, it gets eliminated through bowel movements. There's a lot of waste you don't want sitting in your large intestines, in your colon, being reabsorbed into the system. Oh, trust me, you don't want that. So make sure you are definitely hydrated. Get as much stretching and exercise as you can put in a day. This will help promote the contractions that move food along your digestive tract. Now, I mentioned early in this show, Qigong. Qigong is so easy to do. You don't need a gym membership. You don't need a special equipment. Qigong is a nice, gentle, rolling motion that you do. I should do a whole show on Qigong. You guys, I'm so excited about Qigong. I learned from this wonderful Master Wong in Hawaii, and he taught me and my family about Qigong and how the energy that God puts in our body, we need to utilize it and use it, and it helps everything. These are nice, gentle, rolling movements that can promote everything working well, including staying regular. I will make a slight note about enzymes, digestive enzymes. If you're not getting them all in natural foods, organic foods, fresh picked foods, which we can't always eat 100% of the time, digestive enzymes can help not only digest the food that you're eating, but get it through your system in a timely fashion as well. So I'm a big proponent on detoxing. Liver cleanses. Global Healing has a great one. I suggest something close to Hulda Clark's with citrus juice and extra virgin olive oil and cayenne pepper. It's a great, so look into liver cleanses, pick the one that's right for you. But also parasite cleanses. We deal with parasites every day, you guys. It's just in our a society, and candida is considered a parasite. So getting rid of the parasites like E. coli, candida, giardia, worms, and all kinds of host of other unfriendly microorganisms that can live in our intestines, and use the nutrients from our food that's meant for us. Oh, and then they go to the bathroom in our bodies. Like it's a whole thing, you guys. We need to get rid of them. I recommend doing a digestive and a liver cleanse, but definitely a parasite cleanse on a regular basis. Common symptoms of intestinal parasites include being really tired and fatigued, abdominal bloating, gas, diarrhea, burping. There's so many things that go wrong in the body when there's parasite. So there's a couple of good ones. Paratrex by Global Healing's good. I think foreign protein cleanse on a regular basis is really good too. That's going to get rid of a host of things that don't belong there. One of my favorites as far as a detailed deep parasite cleanse, but still being gentle, is it's called Parasite Free. It's by Body Force, and it takes a good month to do it. You take 1 capsule one day, 2 capsules the next day, 3 capsules the next day, and then you go up to the right amount for you and stay there for a little bit. But there's actually very detailed instructions when you order this, and they'll tell you exactly how to do it and what to do and what to actually look for. There's things that will come out in your skin and your potty. But yes, that's a really good one. And I try to do it once a year. So getting rid of parasites is going to help your overall health. And you can also see it in the tongue and in the face if you're healthy and feeling good and balanced. Another way to really help detoxify the liver and the gut is to regularly drink raw veggie juices. I don't usually add any fruit unless it's a lemon to the veggie juices, just because it becomes very high in sugar. Best vegetables I like to juice are celery, cucumbers, carrots, beets. I love to put some fresh leafies in there too, like spinach, basil, arugula. And you can even put some peppers, spice it up a little bit. There's all kinds of really good veggie juices for just depending on what you like. But being able to drink those nutrients can help detoxify your liver and your gut and give you lots of great, great nutrients. And as always, I'm going to say avoid processed foods, avoid harmful, anything that's genetically modified, pesticides, harmful, harsh cleaners in your environment. Avoid excess alcohol as well. So the alcohol can compromise your liver function, and you'll see it, a coating on your tongue as well when you drink too much alcohol. So these are all just some tips, not just so your tongue looks healthy, pink, and clean, but so you have it's a balance to the whole system, and you can utilize these tools like the tongue, the face, the eyes, the skin, the nails. There's always something you can utilize to indicate what's going on in your body, and then identify what that is and come alongside, detox that system that's sluggish, nourish it with healing foods, fruit, veggie juices, great clean water, exercise. Once you know what you're looking for, you can really hone in on that particular part of the body. And sometimes it's as simple as getting good sleep and moving and getting in the sunshine. All these things can help you. And you may want to check your kiddos' tongues regularly, teach them how to do it too. And you can teach them to watch their healing. If you implement something, you can tell them, oh, I'm giving you this because it's good for you. But you can also see the healing in your tongue. Like if they have a cold and you're trying to help them get over that, it could be a really great teaching tool, and it will last them a lifetime. So I'm going to share some resources with you if you're interested in learning a little bit more about this. There's a book called The Skin, Tongue, and Nails Speak, Observational Signs to Nutritional Deficiencies by Donna Burks Wild. This is a great book. It'll give you just the rundown very quickly, what might be the problem, what system it's connected to. Also, there's a Chinese medicine book. It's called Tongue Diagnosis in Chinese Medicine. I actually saw it on Amazon. It's about $50. There's a couple of others. Let me see if I can find them for you. Dr. Cheese, C-H-I-S, Fingernail and Tongue Analysis. It's a great book. I love that, you know, it's including some other things other than just tongue analysis. It's also talking about the nails. And there's, I mentioned Qigong. There is a Chinese, it's called Chinese Medical Qigong. And this is an amazing book. The author's name is L-I-U. And it talks about helping the body through Qigong and ways to see when you have helped the body through Qigong. So those are a few really good resources. There's some charts. And again, I'm going to include a link for the chart on Friday's write-up. So a couple days after Friday's show, then you can, that's tomorrow, you can look up and see the chart. And if you'd like to start learning more about ways to help, this is great. This is a great way to learn to help your family and to learn to help yourself as well. Thanks so much for joining me today. And I want to encourage you to also check out some of the other shows on AmericaOutloud.news. So Voice of a Nation, this is with amazing Malcolm Out Loud, we call him. So he is He's the heart and soul behind all of this, and he has an amazing show called Voice of a Nation. It airs Saturday at 10 a.m., and there's an encore performance at 6 p.m. He is our publisher. He's a publisher of America Out Loud and the host of this. He also has Viewpoint this Sunday, and you can listen to him. He's very gifted, and he just, you know, he's an amazing, amazing person. He's bringing some great change to what's going on, and we love him very much. And so I want to encourage you to listen to what he has to say. And he says, join us to reclaim Republic as we take challenges of our generation to preserve freedom for future generations. Love his heart behind all of that. Also want to encourage you to listen to Cutting Through the Chaos. Oh, how nice is that, right? Cutting Through the Chaos. And that's with Wallace Garnu. You can cut through the chaos, and he's going to talk about so many things. He's got 26 years of experience in manufacturing and IT industries, and he can unravel the intricate complexes of the systems that are going on that we just don't know, looking from the outside, and help us understand the landscape, the economic and political landscape. So in each episode, he leverages his background in economics with his family legacy and history to cut through the clutter of mainstream media and social platforms. This is so needed, you all. His profound understanding of lean manufacturing and systems thinking becomes grounded and through guiding light, allowing him to break it all down for us. These convoluted narratives, he can break it down for us with such precision and get rid of the mess and tell us what's really going on. So thanks to him, and you can join him Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thanks again, everybody, for joining me today. I look forward to each day with you Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on America Out Loud Talk Radio, where we will continue to learn and grow in the realm of natural health. Next week, we'll continue our Mama Bear series with some amazing mothers and some amazing insight. This is Dr. Jana Schmidt wishing you God's blessings in knowledge, wisdom, and abundant health.